Discussing farm legislation with Senator Chuck Grassley. I'm Daniel Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
Fall harvest is approaching. Before it's in full swing, I'll be meeting with several farmer-led organizations over the next 2 weeks.
While Grassley is attending these meetings and talking with farm groups and producers, he expects to talk about a wide range of topics.
During these meetings, I expect to talk about grain input prices, Proposition 12, Trump's trade policies, RFK Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again reports, other items as well. But the top issue will be the five-year farm bill, whether we're going to have one, what might be in it.
He said in July, Republicans passed major legislation that included
historic tax cuts for working families and also much of what's traditionally included in a farm bill. The law increases reference pricing, provides additional support for crop insurance, and reduce waste, the food stamp program. However, there's more to address. That includes conservation programs, energy programs, and research.
He said the chairman of the Ag Committee has stated his intended goal.
Chairman Boozman of the Ag Committee has stated his intended goal to get the remaining farm bill done before the end of the year. With limited time left on the Senate floor and considering all legislation that still needs to be passed, that even includes government funding, most importantly. Timeline for a farm bill is difficult. I remain confident Congress will not allow any remaining farm programs to lapse at the end of the year. And so I urge Chairman Boozman to continue working on a farm bill that addresses the issues facing our agriculture community.
And while a lot of our grain markets at the moment are very uncertain, especially soybeans, when we're waiting on trade deals with China, and in the meantime, China is meeting with other countries. Since Senator Chuck Grassley has been at his job for a long time, he's seen lots of different scenarios when it comes to relationships and deals with other countries. And when we talk specifically about the United States and China, Grassley says he would assess the current relationship as
worse now than in 2019, when Trump dictated to the Chinese what they needed to do to satisfy us with their taking our products and how they deal with American business people in China. Today, President Xi has taken the view that he's going to be more hard-nosed in negotiations and not in a hurry to sit down and negotiate.
And prior to the release of the MAHA report, or the Make America Healthy Again report, Grassley says that they were not given the opportunity to be debriefed before its release.
Not only have we not been briefed on it, we heard that it was coming out by lobbyists downtown. We weren't even given the privilege of the report being released. So you can understand why I'm irritated about that, but we're going to peruse it, and I'm going to be looking at it from the angles of things that I talked to RFK Jr. last week when he's before the Finance Committee, the extent to which he told me in January when I asked him about leaving agriculture issues to the Department of Agriculture and the EPA. He indicated then he would. There's some suspicion he isn't holding to that promise. And I asked the same question again Friday, and I got a partially satisfactory answer, but not completely satisfactory.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.